Now, given those chords, let's go back through and dress it up a little. On page 60, under left-hand voicing, the first example just says block triads. That's what you just heard me do. Then the second one says block triads in various rhythms. Listen to this. Ooh, it kind of boogied it up a little bit, didn't it? And of course, there would be many other examples or ways to vary the rhythm. Now, our next example says broken triads in various rhythms. Here we go. One, two, ready, play. It made a nice little ending, didn't it? The next example says blocked and broken triads in various octave registers. Now this, you could create even a lullaby sound just by moving this whole melody up an octave. And it would create a lullaby, and then your left hand would have more space to play blocked and broken chords. See what you think of this sound. I'm going to start high and then I'll come down low. So I ended with just a little C chord, right hand, an octave higher, just to finish out the song or the sound and let that chord ring. Then tenths in various rhythms. This is what we spent some time with on chapter 11, tenths with the left hand. I'm going to play through just the left hand so you can hear it, and then I'll put the melody against it. One, two, ready, play. If you'll notice, at the end, when I was playing in tenths, when the chord changes happened on the quarter notes, F, G, and back to C on the last phrase of the song, I didn't have time to go through the tenths, so I just hit the root of the chord. You can always take away from something if it's a little too busy for the pattern in the song. Okay, here's an arrangement in tenths. One, two, ready, play. Did you hear how I blended that ending? I started with the tenths and then just finished it out, hitting all the notes that make up the C chord. You could carry that idea all the way up the keyboard as long as you remember C, E, and G.